Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. The broad concept of like cures like. This is essentially homeopathy, and today I want to mention some examples in modern medicine. So if somebody hears the term homeopathy, they may think of holistic therapy and possibly herbal medicine. Well, in reality, homeopathy uses anything as a medicine, not just herbs or plants. Nitroglycerin, a man-made chemical, hardly brings to mind holistic healing. Yet it was Constantine Herring who directed Morris Davis, a Philadelphia chemist, to procure enough of it in 1847, the same year it was discovered, for, quote, physiological experiment. Homeopaths give whatever substance they're wanting to map out to healthy volunteers. These people, in the case of nitroglycerin, bursting and expanding symptoms. Headaches or chest pain, but different than headaches or chest pain from some other medicine like belladonna or silver nitrate or honeybee. Years later, mainstream medicine also took up nitroglycerin, finding it helpful to alleviate heart angina, with sometimes a side effect of headache. If a homeopath gave nitroglycerin to someone with chest pain and it helped that somewhat, but gave the patient a throbbing headache that wasn't as bad as the chest pain it was helping, well, they'd still look for a closer match of a remedy, as there could be a better fit. The closer remedy would also most likely work better. That is, act toward a cure, reducing the pain better and lasting longer. Even while giving the medicine in nano doses, a very different dosing than conventional medicine. The homeopath would see that nitroglycerin is made of carbon, which can help with certain anxieties, nitrogen, which gives the bursting quality, as well as possibly a penchant for high living. This is why homeopathy is such a blueprint for holistic health. You're looking at the whole person and combining that picture with the whole profile of the medicine. And then it acts in a deeper way than just giving a conventional dose. The crude dose, as the old homeopathics would have said. Gold salts are another example, these having been used since the 1930s as an injectable treatment for arthritis. In these dosages, there are many side effects, well known in kidney damage. But since gold is a big remedy for depression in homeopathic use, we can presume this as a side effect of these injections, although it's not mentioned in Wikipedia. The medical doctors may not have asked about the emotional state of someone treated for arthritis with gold, because that would be for a psychiatrist to figure out, presumably. A homeopath only gives gold in nano doses, and again, prescribes it looking at the whole picture of the patient before him or her. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.